The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2. Here we go with another My Wife Hates Me podcast here in the bunker in Hillsboro in our house where we've been semi-stuck. I mean, we do go out to places, but not like we used to. Not like we used to. And not guilt-free, I'll tell you that. And not without a mask. There's people out there, masked. They always wear masks, and we're one of them. And there's people that are against masks.
And we don't cough in people's faces.
We don't cough. And the people without the masks.
Those are the craziest people in the world.
Well, but you would think they would, even if they don't have a mask, they could at least pull their red hat down and cover their mouth.
Yeah.
Right? So
why don't they just get an American flag and wrap it around their head?
I don't know how everything is so political in this country. You know, when it comes to viruses, life or death.
So against like, I get, honestly, thinking it's a conspiracy theory because my brain just goes to that. You know, I'm always like, oh, this has got to be some kind of a hoax. But even if it is, it's like there's so many things that we have to do that are like a seatbelt or a helmet, or these are things that keep you safe. The mask is actually
condoms.
Well, that's not legal.
Oh.
You don't understand the concept?
No.
That I'm going for? Yeah, like you just, the world is full of these laws that you have to, you know, you can't jaywalk. You have to cross it.
In some places you can jaywalk.
Well, you can, but it's still illegal.
You know,
but in any case, it's ridiculous that you would take such a crazy stand on that.
If you know the law.
This guy I saw, I don't know who he was, some Republican, you know, was like giving a speech and he had a mask on and he kept going, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. And then he ripped his mask off. And like,
that was all a ploy, a setup.
It was?
Of course.
What do you mean? Oh, no. Yes. No, he was doing it to be a dick.
Yes.
Yes. No. I thought you meant like that guy was not real. But
well, no, because you're going to think that kind of stuff because I'm way above you intellectually.
Yes.
And when I come up with something like that, you can't grasp
it. I know, but
it.
Was he also like making fun of
people that wear masks that go, you know, I don't know.
No, he's also saying like it's also like combined with the Black Lives Matter thing, like the I can't breathe. Oh. Isn't it?
Or I don't know.
It was like a shitty thing to do.
Well, you know.
No, but by the way, everyone has problems breathing with masks. That's why when you put your mask on to go into a store.
I put a hole right by the mouth.
Oh, yeah. I totally cut out the mouth and the nose so that I can breathe easy.
It's so much easier to breathe.
Well, they say put like nylon, you know.
You don't have to mime nylon over your face.
Nylon over your face. It's like it would be impossible to breathe. It's going to get, like, when it's sweltering hot, too, it's like, damn.
Well, you know, some theories are that they want to turn this into a socialistic, how would you say it, political?
Socialist party?
Well, they want us to become a socialist society.
Right.
Then why wouldn't they?
I don't understand, like, exactly what people mean when they say that. Like, what is this?
Well, they want us to depend on the government. They want, but then again, why didn't they back Bernie Sanders if they wanted that? Because he's totally a socialist, you know. So, you know, they want you to be, they want the government to control you, you know. And these cities that are saying we don't need cops in Seattle, you know, they took over six blocks of you know, downtown area or an area in Seattle, and the mayor, you know, the, you know, these anti-establishment groups, I don't know if it was Antifa whoever, you know, they took over six blocks, and now there were shootings in there, and the mayor's going to send in, you know, you can't have anarchy. You have to have.
I know, but maybe you have to have a little bit of anarchy.
No, you have to have it
in order to get a new system.
The mayor said in the beginning, "Oh no, it's like a festival. It's not a festival. They took control of an area. You got to have
some law and order."
Yes,
that's what the president says.
Well, I don't get what anybody says in their right mind, especially when you when you're a law-abiding citizen. When you're a homeowner, or when you have kids,
did you say biting
law abiding? What is it?
Law abiding.
That's what I said. Law abiding.
No, you did. You said law abiding.
No, I said law abiding.
You put the A at the end.
No, I didn't.
I want listen. Let's not talk about politics because
no, I'm not. I'm going to move on.
It really does become a segment of like two dumb people talking about politics.
No, I'm very smart.
Oh right, I forgot.
Call me Fredo. You don't know what that's from.
I don't.
What is it from?
Is it from a trilogy? Is it something guys quote movies all the time? Let me think about it.
I'm smart.
No, I don't know every movie quote.
You don't know what? I'm smart. Fredo, I'm smart.
Yeah, no, I know the movies that it's from, you turd. Coppola? Am I getting close?
Coppola? Yeah. That's who directed The Godfather?
Was it one of the great Italian movies of all time?
Raging Bull? So, no, listen, obviously.
I don't know. I only know the quotes, movie quotes, because guys love to quote movies. It's a weird thing.
And girls like to lecture.
I guess maybe that's the trade-off, you know. But
a movie quote goes.
I forget a movie the minute that it's done. Halfway through the movie, I'm like, "What movie am I watching?" I don't remember.
A movie quote only takes a couple seconds. A lecture.
You only know the movie quotes because your friends will quote them.
I know a lot of movie quotes
that you remember on your own. You don't remember any. We watched 9 seasons of Vikings. And every time I said a character name, you're like, who? What?
I don't keep up on their names. I'm a facial recognition guy. I remember their faces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not good with names in real life. All right, Susan? Susan, her name is Bonnie.
Put us back on stage. We're ready. Oh, God, people hate that voice. I do. Raina's, thank God she's not here. She's like, that's not a funny voice.
To the...
What? Sandy?
Yeah.
I'm bringing back Sandy?
Yeah.
From quarantine?
Yeah.
Sandy, she's doing the voice again. You got to get down here. It's amazing. Man, this girl can do voices.
Remember, you should do voices. Now you can't do it. They'll come after you.
Oh, yeah. If they dug up some of these old where I was literally doing the most racist.
Student of 9/11 girl.
No, I won't. First of all, it wasn't 9/11, but.
Yeah.
No.
She called 9/11, 911.
Oh. When you say the 9/11 girl, you think like 9/11. What's Allie barking at?
Someone's probably at the door leaving a package for your sewing fucking.
I made Bobby Kelly a jacket.
You didn't give it to him yet, so you can't say that.
Well, I made it for him just because I haven't handed it over. I'm waiting for, I got to put snaps on it. But
snap.
I, it's, it, it, It was harder than you think. It's hard to make something for
someone that's not there.
Yes, and you don't know exactly what size they are. You know, I had to like go off pattern because
He's losing weight.
I didn't have the right size.
He's looking thinner.
I was thinking, I saw a picture of him hiking today, this morning.
Yeah, they don't invite me to those fucking things.
You're hard to be around.
No, they're just fucking, got their own little clique.
Remember
click.
We
fuck
said
them.
Before, we're going to start listening.
No, but to fuck them, they don't invite me. They call themselves the Bush something, like him, Joe List, Ari Shaffir. You know what? Fuck them. I got all the equipment. I'll out hike these motherfuckers and I'll camp them and I'll.
You said you didn't want to do the hiking part, only the camping part.
I want to camp. Yeah.
Oh, you just, what are you going to do? You're going to walk downhill to your campsite and then how are you going to get back?
No, I can go to a level campsite, level ground.
Oh, so guys, next time you go hiking on purely level ground, I believe it's called a sidewalk. Rich will be there.
No.
If there's a sidewalk all the way to the campgrounds, he'll go.
No, fuck them. They never invite me to that shit to have their own little
You
fucking
are not
clique.
Fun to be around.
I'm fucking aghast. People
You
love
would
me.
Complain nonstop.
No, I have all the shit and I'm going to go camping on my own. That's what I'm going to do. Go camping on my own.
Well, listen, I want you to go camping
Maybe
on your
I'll
own.
Bring Raina.
And I want you to record some of the, you know, time that you are by yourself. And I think what looks really nice is if you're just standing on like a high cliff, like right up at the edge, and then filming yourself from there is nice.
Whoa. Whoa, that I couldn't even believe when that ad lib ended, I got what she was saying.
If you had have laughed or said something, it would have been fine. It's you did it. It's your fault. Left me hanging.
Hey,
just like you'll be hanging from your bootstrap on a cliff.
Maybe you would like to hike on a fucking skyscraper ledge and walk around the building. Did you see that fucking dumb couple? They must have been.
Is it us? Was it a mirror?
They must have been.
Were we looking into a.
I got to find a picture. They must have been 200 feet in the air, mountain climbing, and they put in whatever dowels into the rock and stuff and made a bed out of like a cot, you know, whatever mountain climbers use. And they slept
on the side of
the mountain. It had to be like 200 feet in the air or whatever. They're fucking only white people do that shit. It's white people.
Now you're making everything political.
That's not political. That's just dumb white people doing stupid shit.
It's because they don't have fear in the rest of their lives. They have to like invent it somehow.
It's just so stupid. I only have 30.
You should always have a little bit of fear in your life. Keeps you honest.
Let's see if I can find a picture. Where would I go?
You don't need to show it. This is just an audio
you gotta see
situation.
It.
No, I can imagine it.
No, you can't.
It's not something I would do. Okay.
Sleeping. I'm going to put a couple sleeping off side of cliff.
What? This is one of the more fun things we do on our podcast is you can hear us Googling stuff. Is
couple
that fun?
Sleeping off is OFF.
Sometimes I go, well, how do other people Google? You know, you don't know. And then if you listen to this podcast, you'll at least know how one other person Googles.
Okay. Let's see if I can find it.
That's terrific.
Oh, here's one, right? Look at these fucking dumb idiots.
That looks fun.
Look how high up they are. And they're being held by, I don't know, dowels or hinges or... These fucking dumb, and look at, they're all white. They're all stupid.
Okay. You can Google dumb white people sleeping off the side of a cliff. Yeah, and I think you're going to get those pictures.
I got to charge my phone. Can you talk for 5 minutes?
No, I can't. Stop doing it. There's a phone charger right there.
No, but it's not plugged in.
Yes, it is.
No, that's for,
No, I don't like doing podcasts by myself. I don't know what to say or, you know. Are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about whatever.
Okay, these are some of the topics we want to get through. Is some of this new Me Too stuff or pedophile shit going on? We're going to do that. Let's do it. What do we care? And we're also going to talk about the game Styx, which we've been playing every single night. Ugh. What? You don't want to talk about that?
What about Styx?
Yeah, because I was thinking people might want to play it. It's a fun game.
Go ahead. Tell them.
It's you need two decks of cards. Styx. And then, or if you have more people, if you have a lot of people, you'll need more than that.
You need wild cards.
Because you need wilds are twos and jokers. And then you look up online and say, you know, Styx. And then it'll tell you, you write on these like popsicle sticks or I don't know what kind of sticks those are with.
Tongue depressors.
Oh, they're tongue depressors. And you write on them like three kings, five aces, whatever. And you have to get whatever's on the stick. And then when you get it, you go out, you get to get a new stick. So it's whoever has the most sticks at the end. And who won last night? Oh, sorry. I shouldn't have brought that up because it was me. And I've been winning most nights.
No, I won most so far.
No. You get so mad. Rich is like abusive. If I'm winning and I even smile slightly, he goes, "Stop it. You're gloating."
No.
You get so mad.
When she wins, she gets this fucking dumb face.
Because I'm trying not to be too, like, excited. No. I used to go like this, woo, or something, and then you guys lost it on me. So now I try to be very, like, here's my putting it down. I got it. Sorry. No. And then you get mad about that. And if Rich doesn't get a card that he wants, he hits his hand on the table, and he's like, fuck. It's, like, scary. I get scared. Then you start flashing your knife around, flipping your knife out like you're going to scare us into discarding an ace or something.
I don't pull out my crossbow. There you have it.
Are you going to just start walking around with a crossbow on your back? Like those guys on Vikings?
We haven't watched Vikings in a while.
We're watching The Last Kingdom, which has Vikings in it. But before we were on the Viking side, and now we're kind of on the Saxon side.
Oh, brother.
Oh, I can hear her coming. Clompity clomp.
Well, we don't have to do a lot of time because she's going to come in.
Well, I guess we're not going to do the Me Too stuff.
I don't know. It's been done. Everybody knows it. It's some of it's proven, some's not. It's all speculation. It's people, you know, there's, you know, it's getting too... Go get another chair.
You got to get your
chair. I did a gig Saturday at the Stress Factory outside. It was a lot of fun. It was great. Saturday I passed. It was about 100 people, spaced out very well. The setup was great. The only thing I didn't like was the band was still on to the stage to the left of me. I don't like that. What?
Is that your skin or that's...
No. That's the poison ivy cream.
Okay, well, you got to wash that off before you go out.
I'm going to put more on.
Well, wash it off and then put more on, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, because it looks like skin's peeling off your hand.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Go on about your...
And it was a lot of fun to be back on stage after 3 months.
We still don't have another mic for her?
There's one in the garage. I don't know if it'll work.
But why wouldn't you,
try
it out sometime? You're like, what am I going to do? I got nothing to do.
You guys talk. I'll go get it and see.
Well, don't do it now.
Why? It only takes a second.
Okay. Grab it. So we're going to go to the beach. The beach.
Go get away. Hey.
Raina got a bunch of new bathing suits ready to go to the beach.
They're all a bit bad fitting.
Ill-fitting, as we like to say. Who are we going to... Karen, our friend Karen Feehan, who used to be third mic on our radio show, by the way. She used to be your position. You've taken over for Karen. Karen, as Rich calls her. Karen.
You
have to, like...
You're right.
Just take it out of here and then just hold it.
Well, how much is it?
While you're eating your soup... I don't know.
Nobody likes that, me eating soup on a podcast.
I mean, it's generally not done. No, stop. That's and look at noodles going everywhere. Come on.
Let's eat some more for them.
Oh, okay. Here, I'll feed you. You're so dumb. There. Just pretend it's Rich chewing his gum. So Karen has a beach house. Or she's rented one in Rockaway. So we're going to go. And it's going to be our first, well, my first
excursion
and talking to people, hanging out. I did go hiking with a friend of mine, actually. But we maintained our distance, wore masks when we saw other people, even outside. So that's going to be fun, right? You're looking forward to it?
Looking forward.
I don't know if it's...
You probably got to make Lauren a mask. I don't think she has one.
I got to make Lauren, your friend, a mask? She doesn't have one?
Yeah.
See, that's why. Like, we shouldn't be going out.
She doesn't go places.
We shouldn't,
she stays at home.
We shouldn't bring your friend who doesn't have a mask.
There's no that. See how those plugs are?
Isn't there two of them? You have two. You have to just put it right here.
No, it doesn't.
You have two USB ports. Most computers do.
No, but it's working out of that audio box, but not out of the computer.
It will if you connect it. We'll just do it later, not when we're recording.
Why? People love this. It's a behind the scenes you can't get anywhere else.
Barely any talking and just a lot of sighing and grunting.
Yeah. Oh, God. This is what they love to hear, a podcast where somebody's trying to hook up a mic.
So I had a great gig. It was a lot of fun. Saturday. Thursday, I'm doing something Friday outside of Stan and Saturday, Atlantic City this week. Very busy. I got the Comedy Cellar podcast tonight. I'm going to go play golf. I got to do some work on the house. I put plans
Your
up.
Stories are fantastic.
It's better than hooking up a mic.
There's a lot going on.
I honestly don't know if this is better than just grunting and sighing into the mic.
I went to the dentist yesterday.
Ooh, now we're getting somewhere.
I need implants on the bottom of my
teeth. Oh, man.
Get double D's.
23,000 on my teeth.
Oh.
I've spent up to $100,000. I spent up to $100,000 on my teeth. 23,000. I spent up to $100,000. I wanted to buy an RV. There goes my RV out the window.
I want a pool. Maybe if you had better teeth, man.
A pool is for fools.
You want a pool. You just want a dumb above-ground pool.
The saddest story, and there's nothing funny, so I'll make jokes about it, is the family of three, the grandfather, the mother, and daughter that drowned in an above-ground pool. You know, they couldn't swim. They're screaming. Wouldn't you think as a neighbor, if you heard someone screaming, you would go check and see what's going on?
It's such an unbelievable story because can't you stand up in an above-ground pool? Like, they're not that deep, are they?
I don't know.
Why don't you just, like, grab the wall?
I don't know.
How big was it? Like, was it the deepest part in the very middle of the pool?
They even drowned? Did they not know how to swim?
No, they couldn't swim.
So why go into a pool if they don't know how to swim?
I don't know.
Come on, everybody. Let's go into the deep end of the pool where we
don't know how to swim.
And
I didn't say, not make it funny. I'm saying it's a tragedy.
It is a tragedy. But also, since we don't know them, we can kind of pull apart the different aspects of it.
Seems a little fishy. That these three people who all didn't know how to swim decided, oh, let's go to the deep end of this pool and go swim, even though we don't know how to swim. It seems a little fishy.
No, the little girl went in who couldn't swim and she was drowning. Then either the mother or grandfather went to help her.
There you go. Well, thank you. See, we wouldn't have gotten to this part if we hadn't discussed it.
And then someone went to help her and they couldn't swim. And then the third person.
Right. Okay.
So, and no neighbors. You know, you hear screaming from a pool, you would imagine somebody would run over. I mean, if you hear screaming from a house, what do? You don't run in because you might get shot. If you hear screaming from a backyard, you might look or see what's going on. I don't fucking know, you know, because there's different times.
I know that you do check it out. I mean,
I
believe that I would do that.
I
honestly, that's one of my fears in life is that I won't do the right thing. Like, I just go, just do the right thing. You know.
You still won't go get a Starbucks when we're in the car.
Okay, that's.
Oh, Maddie hair is back.
She had to cut a huge chunk out of the back of her hair because the knot was so big. Yeah. And then when I French braided her hair, it was like,
go
just
call
all me. This hair sticking out because it's.
I didn't even cut the right part. I just cut a random part that had no knot in it.
You just gotta brush your hair every night. Hygiene.
You got a staph infection on your finger.
Yeah,
well, it's a common infection. I looked it up. Yes. The thing the doctor said I had, I looked it up, it was a common infection that lots of people get from biting their nails.
No.
Okay.
A staph infection.
Can we talk about what you did yesterday and then said you only can't do that because society says?
What?
No.
Oh, why?
Oh, yeah,
Society says it's bad and you got to follow society's rules.
No, would you do it in public?
You were following society's rules yesterday. You were like practically making signs and stuff saying like, it should be okay. This is just society telling us.
I was in my own house with no society to be mean to
me. I'm surprised you didn't take bread and wipe it on bread and eat it.
You're kind of giving it away.
Yeah.
What?
God.
Oh, eating boogies?
Rich, stop.
But they weren't big ones. They were creamsicles.
Stop.
Cut this out.
No, why would you humiliate it?
Because now she'll learn not to do it again.
Oh, they're right here, bitch. Oh, my God.
You're the gross one.
You're the gross one. At least I don't poop in my pants.
Oh, that's all you got?
That's her baseline. It's just, she's like, at least I don't poop in my pants. Every day that she doesn't poop in her pants is a successful day for her.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Mom.
I took her shopping yesterday and bought some nice shorts. We went to, where did we go first? Kohl's? No good.
No good.
Then we went to... We were going to go to Marshall's, but we went to what?
The Marshall's had too big of a line.
There was a line. We're not standing on line to go.
No, it was a big line. So we went to the dollar store. I got a nice little stylus for my iPad. Then we went to Old Navy.
Old Navy. They got some good deals for...
They got some good deals.
Are you going to repeat what I say?
What do you mean repeat what you say?
they had great deals on shorts.
Great deals on the shorts. They were great.
We're not sponsored by Old Navy.
Yeah.
We'd like to be.
We're not sponsored by anybody. We don't have any. We haven't had a read.
I don't even know anyone's listening anymore.
I don't think they are.
Oh, this is major.
If you're listening, Instagram message us.
No, forget
hamburgers,
that.
Hamburgers.
If you're listening, help me pay my $23,000 for implants. That's what I need. Why can't just a millionaire, multimillionaire just...
How about a billionaire? Go billion.
You know, because there used to be a TV show, I don't know if it was fake, called The Millionaire, where the guy would walk around and pick people, and they'd give him $1 million.
I don't even feel like a million would help.
It would help.
No, I honestly probably wouldn't, because houses are like...
We have a house.
Raina wants a $3 million house. She's like being super modest about that. She's like, I'm just going to only
have $3 million. With a nice, marble Greek statue
in the
middle of my hedge garden.
How about that big house in Hillsborough for like $3 million, the one we drove by?
Yeah, that's what not that one.
That is amazing. Look it up on...
But it's kind of...
On Zillow or realestate.com, there's a $3 million house in Hillsborough.
Oh,
fucking amazing.
There, should narrow it down for you guys.
How many houses are for $3 million?
Well, it might not still be up.
It's up. I saw it today on realestate.com.
Okay. If it wasn't for your teeth, we could buy that house.
Well, if we give them our address to our house, we could tell them the exact directions to get to it.
I have a leak in my roof. I don't know how to find it. I got to go up in the attic, which I'm scared to. I'm going to bring a friend.
It's really not that bad.
There might be bats.
If there's bats, whatever. You just hit them with a racket. There's not bats. I was in there. There's no bats. You'd be able to hear
them.
You
don't know. You can't see it.
You'd be able to
bats.
Hear them.
Not if they're sleeping and you wake them up and they get mad and bite you. Fuck
I guess you don't want her to do it for you.
No, my friend's coming over and we're going to go up.
So you're going to make your friend
I'll see where the leak is. I'll see where the leak is. I got to figure it out because the way they
You're
did the fucking
that guy
roof.
Go do it?
I pay him. He's my
I
worker.
I know, but it's like.
I'll walk up with him. I'll stay far behind.
It's like slave wages.
I know.
No, I pay him good money.
What? How much?
And
how much?
But the way they did the roof, you know, the way they did the roof. First, they put it over an old roof. You're allowed to have two.
By the way, when I started doing comedy, I never. If somebody said, like, "Hey, someday you'll be doing a podcast with your husband and your daughter about your leaky roof," I'd be like, "Bitch, I'm a cool ass comedian. There ain't no way I'm gonna do that shit." And look at us. Look at us.
You're allowed to put two shingle roofs on a house.
Oh, remember when I said, like, listen and respond? And then you were like, ah.
I was finishing a story. You cut me off saying it's not.
Yeah, because it's like. Because
somebody might be able to help me.
Okay. Oh, is that why we're doing a podcast? Oh, let's rename it then. Like, Help Rich. Let's Help Rich.
Help me.
No, I'm just
saying. My podcast Help Me.
I got to find the leak. I have to find the leak.
No one cares. Because
it went through the roof, down the rafters, through the ceiling. Then it went through the ceiling in our house right next to.
Do you think, honestly, that you're the only person that this ever happened to?
Had a leak?
Yeah.
Yeah, but most leaks are easy to find.
It's not, like, newsworthy.
Comedy podcast, not a leaky roof podcast.
Yeah, we're trying to.
If you really
find
want
it.
Help, Google roof leak helpers. Don't say
or tweet it even. But like, you're spending so much time in your bed. This is you on a podcast. I swear to God, this is you. This is what you think. And listen, I get it. You don't listen to other podcasts. You live in a bubble of your own ridiculous brain. So you probably do think this is interesting to just sit there and be like, oh, I did a show.
It was great.
And it was good. And I got my hair cut.
I didn't talk about the haircut.
I went to Marshall's. I didn't go because there was a line. And then we have a leak in our roof. And my teeth are going to cost a lot of money.
$23,000.
And, you know, like, but listen, as you're listening to do it, don't you think, like, maybe but she's got a point.
When you're in the car and you're listening to radio and you listen to the comedy channel, you're hearing people making jokes and stuff. And you're hearing laughing. You're hearing your funny stuff. You don't hear people talking about, oh, yeah, I was sitting on the toilet. Oh, yeah, I saw a fish.
Oh, now he's going to say, I don't talk about that stuff.
I saw a fish in the pond.
Rich, let's get to something interesting. Which
people
is
are
that
interested
you...
in what's going on in your house, in your life.
No,
that's
no
what...
okay, if it's interesting, or if you can make it interesting. Like, the actual thing is, like, there's certain writers, certain comedians, like, certain people in the arts who take mundane things and they elevate them. They make them very, very interesting. People have made huge careers off of doing that. You're making mundane things less interesting by just listing them. Like, if you were going to talk about this on stage, and I've seen you in later years, you've gotten so comfortable on stage where there's, like, literally two and a half minutes of just you kind of being like,
I did this. You're crazy.
And I did that. And you're like, where's this going? Is this going to be a joke at some point?
First of all, I don't do 2.5 minutes of that. People, when I'm on stage, are on the edge of their chairs waiting.
Yeah, well, ready to leave.
Yeah.
They're on the edge of their seats, like, can I get out without him seeing me?
Yeah.
But, okay, but the thing is that if you want to talk about something interesting, let's talk about the fact that Raina and I hear maybe, what would you say, half a dozen times a day, we'll say, beep, 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 beep. And what do you think that is?
You backing up?
No. Oh, I'm gaining a little weight. Thank you. Hilarious. But at least it's a joke. I applaud you for that.
Oh, thank
you. Good job. If you have to make fun of others, that's fine. I accept it. No.
You ugly whore.
Okay, that's not a joke.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I really am an ugly whore, so stop it.
Watch your mouth.
You check your temperature. Sometimes before I get out of bed, I hear three times the beeping of the thermometer. What? Like, what is going on? Do you really think within 10 minutes it's going to go up enough that you're...
Oh, you want to hear something
What
scary?
Do you want from that? What do you want from the checking of your temperature? Please just explain.
He wants it to go up a few degrees, so we can talk about it on this podcast.
Or do you want to go to the doctor? Is that what it is?
Being aware.
I think you're going to need to give me that anal temperature reading.
I used to get my, when my father used to take my temperature annually, he used to
take. Oh, put the gum in right before you talk. That's good. Another positive thing to do on a podcast.
It wasn't my father.
Do you have any idea of like how entertainment works?
Okay. When my, it was the babysitter. When the baby, when he used to take my temperature annually, he would tape the thermometer to his penis and then he would take my temperature. And I go, he go, you know what? I better do it again. Get it?
Hi. I just want you to meet someone. It's your 12-year-old daughter sitting next to you.
So what I'm saying is don't get a male babysitter.
You just got mad at her for saying, calling me a whore. And you're like, let me do some anal sex jokes that are also inappropriate because of the inappropriate age disparity of a babysitter and a child.
Remember when we took her to daycare and there was a guy there? We go, we don't know about this. Guys shouldn't work at daycares.
No, we shook his hand and looked at his eye deeply for like a full minute. What got you into doing daycare stuff? Yeah. He was like, unemployment.
Were you ever? I had a big scare yesterday. Whew. When I went to the dentist, like I take my temperature, it's anywhere from 97.5 to 98.6.
Are you on the edge of your seat?
97.5 to 98.6. Then I went to the dentist.
Oh my God, he went to the dentist.
And I was standing outside. Then I went in.
Thank you for that detail.
And then, because it was so hot outside.
I thought you just stayed outside the whole time.
And then they took my temperature.
They teleported in.
It took my temperature, and it was 99.5.
Oh, my God.
I freaked out. I went to the lady. I go, oh, my God, it's never been that high, 99. Then she goes, hey, you were outside. She goes, I'll do it again. Then she did it when I was inside, and it went back to 98. I was like,
I almost passed out. That was a freaky scary story.
I'm not speechless very often, but this story has.
And then
my mouth, it is on the floor. My jaw, not my mouth. My jaw.
Why did you drop a booger?
Good jokes. Yay.
Shut up. At least my teeth are real.
Whoa, now we're getting somewhere. So the
my legs, my
so
knees.
So what's the
my
conclusion?
Knees and legs have been hurting, but I play a lot of golf.
Yeah, what's the joke to that story? What's
I
the
play a lot
line?
Of golf.
What's the reason you brought it up?
And then you go, oh, maybe I have blood clots. Well, that didn't give me anxiety.
So you're gonna just answer our questions, or are you just gonna continue talking about
the reason I said the thing about blood clots? Because if you're going to worry about having corona, at least be worried about the right things.
I think your legs.
A sign of corona?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I if your legs hurt, maybe you have a blood clot. Go check, get checked out.
No,
but this idea
golf.
That you're going to take your temperature every 15 minutes, it's that's, as I was telling you this morning.
I'm going to take it away from you.
Why live at all? Get corona and die. That's not a life.
It's how I run my life.
I think we should call the podcast Get Corona and Die.
I don't think that's good for people whose family have died.
Oh, you're right. Sorry.
Why do people go, oh, it's fake. People die from the flu. Yeah, it's different. I can't tell you how, but it's different.
I have a theory, but I can't say it or the government's going to kill me. I can't say it. I'm sorry. But it's really interesting.
What is your theory?
Listen, nobody listens to this podcast. I would love to hear your theory.
Oh, I can't tell you either. I can't tell Dad. I can't tell anyone. They'll all kill me.
Oh.
You don't have a theory.
I have a really good theory.
Just give us the broad strokes.
I can't.
Can you put it in an analogy form?
Do you know what an analogy is?
Like if it's with turtles or something.
I don't want to be killed by Samuel.
By who?
Samuel.
I said too much.
Who's Samuel?
I'm sorry. Please don't kill me.
You're so weird.
Who's Samuel?
She's just fucking around.
She doesn't have a theory.
I have a great theory, but I can't say. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and if
get off this podcast then. If you bring up a theory and then you don't say it,
yes,
get off the podcast.
Because we say theories all the time. We even shop at theory.
Rich.
What?
That's not a good joke.
What?
What?
Oh, you know what? You're bringing this to a dead halt. Everything was flowing.
No, it wasn't. wasn't.
Yes,
what
it was.
What do you think you're going to accomplish by checking your temperature?
It eases my mind.
Raina, you can't keep doing that. Or you either got to say it or you don't.
She doesn't have a theory. She's heard something on TikTok or YouTube. Oh, let's see if it's legitimate. Because we have doctors that listen to us. And doctors...
Oh, we do?
Yes.
Well. We have therapists and doctors and scientists.
Whatever happened to that Indian guy? Remember him? The Indian doctor from Denver?
He probably was like, I can't take any more of these. I had to stand outside and then go inside the dentist stories.
Raina, we're going to cut your mic off if you don't say your theory.
What mic? I don't have a mic. This is Mom's mic.
Well, we're going to cut that off. Come on, I got to get going. So wrap it up. Give us a theory.
Well, listen, every time we say goodbye, you go on for another 15 minutes. So why don't we...
Why don't we say your guys' theories?
My theory?
Oh. My theory is it's some type of government conspiracy.
Yes. Really?
Yep.
Well, you don't believe that it's actually a virus?
No, I believe it's a virus. I believe...
I think the government sent it out. That's not my theory, but it's another theory I have. The government, I think they sent out the virus, I don't know, for money, maybe, for war, for...
Listen, the only reason you would send out a virus is if you had the... If you had the vaccination, and then your company could make all this money.
How do you know
on the vaccination?
No. Well, they might... They might do it to...
I'm talking.
To break down,
is he, and we have an impasse.
To break down society and rebuild it in another way they want it.
No, that's not.
Why do they want to build it?
Rebuild it into maybe a socialism. I don't know.
People were leaning towards socialism already. They're against socialism.
Or government control.
The government already is control.
No, what's your...
So is this the fireworks theory also?
No, that they all tell you my theory. So in Wuhan, China, these scientist guys and like the government was like, okay, we're gonna use this vaccine. We're gonna use it.
Someone's standing behind you with a gun.
they're gonna take it right, and they're gonna send it out right, so everyone gets sick. So it spreads really fast, and they're gonna have the cure. So again, like you said, they're gonna make lots of money. They're gonna make.
Wouldn't they give in the? It's been 3 months or whatever.
Or they could have used it against soldiers or something in war, because they're going to go to war with America. But they got sent out by accident before they could find the cure, right? And got sent and spread too fast, and now they can't find the cure.
When you say cure, you mean vaccination or whatever?
No, the cure is like a little potion you drink. Oh. No, yeah, vaccination.
People have said that. That's not your theory. That's been said a million times.
I said it first. Everyone else just copied me.
What, you did it on TikTok and then it just went viral?
I tweeted it out on my alternate account.
Oh. You have Twitter? How many followers do you have?
I don't actually have Twitter.
By the way, Daddy only thinks that you should do things if it brings you an enormous amount of fame. When you dance, it's got to be on Broadway.
When you play
the piano, it's got to be at a party.
She's a good dancer.
No, I'm not.
Want me to send out the video? Yeah,
she's shooting some daggers at you through those eyes.
All right, let's wrap this up. We're at almost 45 minutes. Raina's adding nothing.
Yes, I'm adding a lot.
We've been playing sticks every night. Do you like that game?
I mean, it's fun, but it gets repetitive. You know, getting the same stick, same results of me always winning.
She's never won once.
I won once. So don't say never. Never say never.
You ever won in Monopoly?
Nope, but I think tonight's going to be my night.
All right, let's do Monopoly tonight.
There's no excuses. No, I'm tired.
By the way, no one takes utilities anymore. People just won't buy them. Because I used to buy the utilities, and then they don't do anything. They don't give you anything.
Bought the utilities, I was going to win, and then... I'm not going to say it exactly, but a cup got thrown at another person's chair.
Okay, first of all, the fight started long before that, okay? And I also found houses in the living room the next day. So there was some serious fight. I know. That's what I'm saying.
I don't buy utilities. I run an extension cord into other people's property.
Oh. He had quite a while to think of that one. You can tell. It is
he had
good.
That one in his dog pile.
Yeah. Whoa. What
did you think of that?
Boy, we're lucky to have a dad like beep, beep.
You fell asleep on the chair again last night in the living room.
Well, shiver me timbers. I mean,
I carried you to bed.
Yeah, you carried me so bad.
I'm sorry, you're heavy.
You could have carried me like...
I can't carry you like that. I had...
Yes, you can. Clearly kids my age can carry me like...
No, I couldn't.
Yes. Are you just so...
Like, I'm so weak. I couldn't carry you. Like a husband carrying his wife over the threshold? No.
No, like a little baby. Baby hold. Yeah, Oh, that's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know what you meant by...
She's going to pretty much have her time in a month, and you're going to have to teach her how to handle it.
Okay, that's not something you say. What?
I'm just saying, as a mother, dads don't teach girls that. You're going to have to teach her that. You're going to have to tell her when not to wear a white bathing suit, when to, you know,
Richard,
all that stuff. It's motherhood.
Richard,
what?
What? Like, you say these things because you think, oh, this is... Wow, being edgy is gonna get
edgy.
This is gonna get a reaction.
No, it's bitch.
You
I'm
want
about...
you want to be yelled at.
No, I'm
yeah, you're not
about
gonna sleep on the edge of a cliff like a crazy white person.
Yeah.
But you'll bring up your daughter's time of the month, as you say.
So
or you're gonna have to get her a Kotex. You know that, right?
No, I'm just
you're gonna have to teach her. To...
So
you're
weird.
Gross. Stop,
mommy.
Stop. Stop.
Listen.
Stop.
I'm saying
she's
parenthood.
Your daughter.
Yeah,
have a little bit of...
Like, why bring that? That's such a weird thing.
It's public. Up. You're horrible.
I'm not trying to be gross. Mommy had a flow so bad once we had to put a sleeping bag in her underwear. A sleeping bag.
Do you wonder why they don't ask you to go hiking? Because you're not fun to be around.
She's laughing.
She's laughing at how horrible you are.
No.
Not at the funny
yes.
joke.
She's laughing.
No. Scale 1 to 10, is that a hilarious joke? No, it's 0.
I'm just talking about
and also you're like, I will never talk about poop. That's dumb.
I never talk. That's gross.
Yeah, no, but
poop?
Like, let's do some period jokes with your 12-year-old. Like,
it's not with my 12. It wasn't a joke. It was about parenting with you.
Why you bring know? It up on a podcast? It's so weird. We weren't even talking about parenthood.
No, I was just looking at your blanket and shirt and all the red you're wearing, so it hit me. I'm sorry if that was out of line. I'm sorry. I didn't think it was out of line.
Well, that's a breakthrough. He did apologize.
Okay. let's look at the positive.
And look at you apologize for doing something wrong and you're still here. Because you do have that. You feel that if you say you're wrong, you disappear, right? Forever from the earth. Isn't that why you defend?
What?
Last night we go, how many sticks did you get? And you go 5, which was a full-blown lie. I believe you had 2 sticks. Yeah. And you go 5. And then we were like, you didn't have 5. And you're like, no, I was talking about yesterday.
Like, oh. Yesterday he also had like 2.
Oh, fucking riveting podcast. How many sticks did you have?
No, the riveting part, sir, is your lying and your inability to be wrong. So that is a little deeper psychologically than just listing. This would be you telling the story. Okay, so we played sticks yesterday. The day before, I got 2 sticks. The day before, I believe I won. And then the day before that, I think Raina won. And then I went to the dentist. I stood outside. Then I went inside.
But I didn't put together in my mind that I was outside somewhere hot. So I was going to get my body temperature up. And oh my God, 99. 5. Whatever. 5.
Which is still within normal range, by the way. I never had it be that high before, even though I take my temperature every 15 minutes.
Bonnie,
it's always in the normal range.
Rain and I were standing outside Old Navy and we were playing slaps, and people were staring at us like we were crazy.
Yeah, because you hit my hand so hard.
That slaps, baby.
No, you like
cops come. Yeah. Take her away. What is wrong with you? You're insane. You're insane. I'll just say this one thing about, because I was going to bring this up, about Raina, like, making her food and stuff. I was thinking, like, I would never do this to my mother, but she'll be like, can I just give you a little advice? Can I be honest about something with dinner last night?
Yeah. So we're eating pasta, and I go to her, can I be honest? Do you want the truth? Do you want the truth?
And I said no.
And no, you go, about my appearance? Because now I go, no, not about that. He goes, about the food? And I go, yeah. And she goes, she like sighs. It's not the best. It was subpar pasta.
It was good. I loved it.
It was, the pasta was too tiny.
Cold.
It was cold.
Very cold.
It didn't have enough, didn't have any flavor. The sauce was, I don't know, the sauce was like weird. It tasted weird. The basil added a weird flavor. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it was the basil.
Then afterwards you go, it's good.
Well, I didn't want you to cry. I mean, it was still good pasta. It's just you've made a lot better before. You can do better. I expect more from you.
See, but she's like such an asshole. Or if you like, I'll make her avocado toast. She'll be like, I actually, just for future reference, I like it mushed more and I just need a little bit more salt. I'm a salt person.
She'll say stuff like that.
I'm a salt person. I was just at, for next time, for future reference. That's not such a bad thing.
Like, okay, you can make your own food from now on.
Okay, well, next time you yell at me about something, about my room not being cleaned or something like that, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say you can clean your own room.
Well, we're going to get...
Whatever, dude.
We're going to go to...
You're really...
We're going to go to
Rita's. Missing the mark.
We're going to get
one.
Dairy Queen tonight at Rita's.
No. You're just bringing stuff up to get other people mad to try and get a reaction.
Look at his face. He's
gone through it. It's soft ice cream, Dairy Queen.
He said last night that everyone calls... soft serve Dairy Queen.
Soft, not custard. Soft ice cream custard Dairy Queen.
What? No. Okay. No. No.
You're just saying words.
No. I'm not saying words.
Ice cream, Rita's, Leafs, microphone, and then LaCroix.
Soft ice cream.
No.
Dairy
no.
Queen.
We were in the car. We were driving home from Walmart or around
no,
that area.
Old Navy.
Old Navy around that area, and we passed this. Just like little ice cream shack thing, right?
Soft
yeah,
ice cream.
The one you're talking
yeah,
about.
Dairy
yeah.
Queen.
No. Dairy just shut up. Just let me tell the story. Just let me tell the story. It didn't say Dairy Queen anywhere. It was called like Joe's Ice Cream. I mean, it wasn't, but you know, it was just ice cream place. It wasn't even like a big brand. And we're driving
people
past.
Stand online outside.
Yeah, it's popular
for Dairy Queen. Go ahead.
No, shut up. I
There's
literally
no
want
Dairy
to punch
Queen.
You.
Dairy Queen is a.
Just okay. No, just let me. So he goes. Want to get some Dairy Queen? I go, that's not Dairy Queen. It goes, like, I go, that's not a Dairy Queen. He goes, yes, it is. I'm like, no, it's not a Dairy Queen. He goes, yes, because it has soft serve ice cream. It soft serves Dairy Queen. I'm like, no, it's not. Dairy Queen is a corporation. Dairy Queen's like, you don't say a burger is a McDonald's. No, everyone calls soft serve Dairy Queen. Soft serve and Dairy Queen, they're the same thing, interchangeable. I go, no, they're not. And he keeps going on about Dairy Queen and soft serve, about the same
and
thing.
What did he say?
And even though Dairy Queen doesn't just have soft serve, Dairy Queen also has milkshakes. And I think they also have like cake. I think they have like burgers. Yeah, I think they have like hot dogs and shit. But nope.
Soft serve, that's Dairy Queen.
He wouldn't give in on it.
And then when we get home, I'm telling my mom about this at dinner. We're telling old Bonnie over here.
Yeah.
And dad, he's turning back around. He's going, no, I just said that Dairy Queen has soft serve. I go, no, you didn't. Why lie about that? Then he changes it up again. He goes, no, some people do say that soft serve and Dairy Queen are the same thing. I go, no, you didn't say that either. I mean, it's just lie about everything. And it makes me, quite frankly, it makes me angry. It's not a good quality.
So if there's a therapist listening, which we do have therapists listening.
Or maybe a doctor who's good on these kind of things about your mentality.
All I know is people... Back in the day, if you got soft ice cream, you call it Dairy Queen.
Okay,
or custard. Or custard.
Okay, then that's how you say it. Back in 1852, it was all called Dairy Queen.
When
back
Columbus in the 18... sailed the ocean blue.
Okay, I gotta go.
Bye, guys. Okay
so
PayPal.
July 9th through 11th.
We gotta get his...
Plug, women are funny. It's
July... It's what?
Women are funny on Amazon.
Okay, July 9th through 11th.
Bye, guys.
I'll be at Goodnight's Comedy Club. In North Carolina, July 9th to 11th. This Saturday, I'll be in Atlantic City. I got other stuff coming up. It'll be on the website, July 9th to 11th, good nights. And this Saturday, Atlantic City. Women Aren't Funny is on Amazon. There you have it. Thank you for listening. And there you go.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.